We grow them good down there. Well, good morning. Thank you all for coming here. I know this has been sort of a long-awaited announcement, and we're glad to talk today about eminent domain. Today I stand with my colleagues in government, with the House and Senate leaders, to announce the proposals that will secure the private property rights of Georgians against abuses of the powers of eminent domain. Our nation's founders recognize that private property rights are at the foundation of a free society, and we intuitively know that ourselves. This, I think all of us can tell you, has been one of the most visceral issues that I've ever detected on the political scene since I've been involved in politics over 15 years. It strikes right at the core, the fabric, the heart, the spirit of who we are as Americans. As you know, the founders placed constitutional limits on the power of government to condemn and to take property from an unwilling seller. One important limit is that private property can only be taken from an unwilling seller for a public use. But last year, you know, the United States Supreme Court stretched that protection beyond recognition. The court ruled that the Constitution allows the government, the power of the government, to use eminent domain to take property from one private owner and transfer it to another private owner for redevelopment, calling the increased tax value, quote, a public use. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I both know that Georgians, as well as we, were outraged at this decision. But the court's decision, fortunately, also invited states to enforce stronger protection of private property rights than the court itself. And today, Georgia is accepting that invitation. After hearing from the people of Georgia and conferring with local governments and the legislature, I am today proposing a private property protection amendment to the Georgia Constitution. This amendment will do two important things to secure our private property rights. First, it removes the power of eminent domain from non-elected housing and development authorities. This will ensure that those taking decisions are made by elected officials who are accountable to the people for their actions. Our democratic power at the ballot box is the ultimate check and balance against any abuse of eminent domain. Secondly, the amendment prohibits the use of eminent domain for redevelopment purposes. We will provide a very narrow exception to allow condemnation of blighted property that presents a concrete and definable harm to the community. Specifically, that would include, for example, property that is a public safety hazard by contributing to transmission of disease, infant mortality, juvenile delinquency, or criminal behavior. To flesh out the protections of the amendment, I am also introducing today the Private Property Protection Act. This bill represents a comprehensive reform of eminent domain in Georgia. It will prohibit using eminent domain for economic development or to increase the tax revenue. It will also provide private property owners with stronger due process rights and eminent domain proceedings, including increased notice requirements, award of attorney's fees to property owners who prevail on appeal, additional damages for relocation expenses and lost business revenues, and the right of owners to repurchase their condemned land if it isn't used for the stated public purpose for which it was taken. In addition, the bill significantly changes the burden of proof to place it on government to show that a proposed eminent domain taking is legal. It will not be presumptively legal. The burden of proof will be on the governmental entity. The government's awesome power of eminent domain should be used sparingly and never abused for private profit. I look forward to working with Speaker Richardson and President Pro Tem Johnson to guide these proposals through the legislative process. And I ask that our legislators to submit a personal or property protection amendment to the voters of Georgia for their approval and to return a strong bill to my desk that reflects the will of Georgians that their government must always respect the personal property rights of our citizens. I first learned how passionate people were about their personal property in serving as chair of the Planning and Rezoning Committee in Houston County for 10 years. And certainly it was challenging. It taught me to listen. It taught me to listen to citizens and how strongly they felt about their property and the power. Planning and zoning is an awesome police power. Condemnation is the capital punishment of that power. And we want to make sure that's used and not abused in Georgia. Okay, for questions, I've had my eyes checked this morning. I understand some other people had medical procedures. Tom Crawford never gets to ask a question. I'm going to call on him first this morning. Okay. Okay.